You're with SBS Radio.
Let's talk yoga. Well, Wiradjuri woman and yoga instructor Eve White interweaves Aboriginal wisdom with her yoga teachings. In the context of COVID-19, she says she also offers yarning cycles online, but that's not all. In partnership with Yoga Australia, Eve White is creating a reciprocity action plan for Indigenous yoga teachers. You've heard it. It's not a reconciliation action plan. It's a reciprocity action plan. Speaking with NITV Radio's Sharka Pehova, Eve White said that her practice is about connecting yoga with her Aboriginal roots.
Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Eve.
My pleasure. Can I just say that I recognise the continuous and deep connection to country of Aboriginal people as the first people of this nation, and in this way I respectfully acknowledge the land that I am speaking from today, which is Bidjigal country in Bundi Bundi, Sound of the Sea. And I acknowledge this respect of this land, the sea, the sky. We've got the whale dreaming here, and I pay tribute to elders past and present, as I also respect the collective ancestry that has brought us here today. It is a privilege to be present on this country. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Eve. How are you doing in this time of isolation?
I am good. I have managed to find a spot that I can swim from every day off the rocks. And for me, that's just an important part of how I connect to the country here. And I've got three kids, so they've been home from school. My youngest is at school today. Yeah, just been converting things online, teaching classes online. But it sort of forced me to start bringing what I do into that realm, which I've been wanting to do for a while.
You're also holding yarning circles online. How does that work?
Yeah, so I'm part of the Yarning Circle, who we are creating a reciprocity. Instead of reconciliation, we're using the word reciprocity action plan, so a RAP, in alignment with Yoga Australia. We've been meeting actually all year online to do this because we're mostly Aboriginal yoga teachers from all over Australia. And the RAP is really entirely created by our Yarn Circle. It's being put out by Yoga Australia for the amplification, but running in tandem with what we've just recently created, the engine room being Nungwali Aboriginal Corporation, non-for-profit. We just presented it for the first time over Yoga Australia's meetup, which was every once a week, everyone comes together and is supported by Yoga Australia in this time.
And what is it that you are doing in these circles, or what are the outcomes of these circles?
There's different processes when you create RAP. So right now we're in the initial stages of that, which is reflect, looking at forming ties to begin with initially. One of our aims is to create a cultural awareness program that all yoga teacher trainers possibly is mandatory for them to complete as part of their 200, 350-hour, 500-hour training program. That's one side of it. The other side is to bring yoga on country. And we had our first event was meant to have taken place, I think it was the first week of the beginning of this pandemic. We were going to UN country in Jervis Bay, where we were bringing yoga to the people in that area and also with the elders from that area. We have Junkin Jumpa, which is a beautiful Yuin elder from Jervis Bay, who's one of the directors. There's five of us for Nungwali Aboriginal Corporation, so he's working with us in this process, and he was going to be holding space. And we had Listen Up podcasts that were gifting us courses, so training courses in podcasting. And we were going to film it and podcast there, but obviously we couldn't do that. So we just had a little online teachings from Jump and Jupa. He just jumped on and had a little yarn with us. And so yarning is traditionally, you know, it's done in circle so that we are all equal. No one sits behind anyone. And so then our ancestors are those around us in that space. And usually weaving or doing something, but it's a space where you can interject in conversation, I guess, and keeping it in a positive way, so adding to others' ideas.
Mm. So I guess that's very different when it's online, because you can't have a circle to start with.
No, you can't have a circle. But yesterday we sort of started it off by everyone closing down their eyes and just visualizing. There was 87 people that jumped on yesterday, and just visualizing that we were all sat in circle, using your imagination a little bit for that. But people were jumping on and asking questions, and or even some people, you know, were answering questions. Yeah, it was really nice. It was nice to have a lot of people come and be really interested in this idea.
And so is this exclusively for Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander yoga teachers?
Yarning Circle, yes. We're looking for more Aboriginal yoga teachers, First Nations yoga teachers all around Australia, because obviously, you know, we have many countries, many languages, and a lot of us have been displaced. And, you know, in a sense, you know, there are a lot of people that have lost touch with their culture. And so yoga is this beautiful way that we can start that conversation or keep that conversation going, try and keep the culture alive through this space that we naturally create when we come into our yoga practice, where we have ritual, where we connect with ourselves, where we create intention. And that's also the best time for yoga teachers to then connect people with the country that they're teaching on, to acknowledge the country and to draw upon the, you know, the name and language group or name of the place that they're on.
I actually first met you in one of your yoga classes as a student, and you were talking about connection to the country and to the earth. How did you come to this idea to connect yoga, which is like an ancient Indian practice, with the Aboriginal culture?
For me, it was really about drawing upon the similarities, in a sense, that both of these old continuous living cultures have in common, which is that, you know, we are all connected. We are all connected to ourselves, to each other, to the earth and all of the living things. And when that essence of something is so similar, then there's this vast well that you can draw upon from that.
Even though they originated in different times and so far apart, both these traditions have like a lot of similarities, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think like if we strip away ourselves from our human history that we know, if we come back to the core of what we all are, we're all then Indigenous to the earth from somewhere. I think that is still, you know, alive through ceremony. We keep it alive through our stories, through our ceremonies, through our practice, and they do resonate on the same sort of frequency, which I think right now is really important for us to come back to that oneness, in the sense that you strip everything away from us and we all are just living in these different sort of earth suits at this time, and instead of competing with each other, to learn from each other and to share all of the beautiful nuggets of wisdom that each of us has.
How do you personally incorporate these traditions or practices or rituals in your daily life?
So when I did my yoga teacher training, I trained in Qigong, which is translated as energy cultivation or even breath work. Qi being energy, prana, gong being work. Basically, it was 20% Qigong and 80% Hatha, so I did a few more hours on my first training. And when you use Qigong especially, you're really looking to draw upon the energy that's around you and beneath you, and you're moving in alignment with nature, and you're really focusing on drawing energy up through the meridian gates in the balls of your feet, and then your hands. I guess for me, also being in Australia and drawing, you know, this energy up from here, became more and more apparent to me that I needed to be working with my immediate environment. And having Indigenous blood within me, it was just, for me, it was just a beautiful connection to, you know, I guess, marry all of these things together as well. Like, I kind of sometimes feel a bit resistant being on a mat. Like, I feel like we live in all these rectangular shapes. We look in to a rectangular screen. We practice on a rectangular mat. And I myself feel how I connect every day. I wake up and I just have this yearning to be outside in the earth. And so I more often than not take my practice to a rock, or I love practicing on the beach, but we're only allowed to dive in the water at this point. And I find that for me, connecting to country, I do that through my little ritual practices that I've kind of put together. Part of that is to cleanse my body with these practices so that I don't take that into the ocean with me. Still preparing myself to dive in the water. So as a Wiradjuri woman, traditionally I'm freshwater, but I've never lived in Wiradjuri country. I grew up in Ku'ringai. My dad was a lifeguard and we were always at the beach. And so I've kind of feel much more connected with being saltwater now.
What would be your recommendation to people who are listening to us and they were inspired, but obviously they're isolated, they can't go to like a yoga studio? What would be your recommendation for them to do to start?
Right now, there's a huge flooding of yoga online, which for me is not really the best way to start. But yoga means union, it means yoke, it means to unite. But really, the asana practice, and the asana is the moving practice that we do, is only one limb, one part of the eight parts of what yoga is. And so it was really for teenage boys, Indian boys, the asana, so that they could get all of the busyness and kinks out of their body so that they can come and sit in stillness. So for me, and if I've got my other First Nations brothers and sisters listening out there, for me, myself, I can connect more potently when I'm outside. And definitely, like, the sun is a really powerful source of energy for us to connect with, really important for us to get in the sun. The darker your skin is, the more sun that you need, the less vitamin D you're going to get in your skin. So I think a beautiful way to start is to just sit on the earth in the sun if you can. If not, if that doesn't feel comfortable for you, like by a tree. You don't have to have your eyes closed. You can have them open. You could just be looking up at the sky, watching the clouds. You could be watching a blade of grass or leaves sort of dancing in the wind. But just coming to that deep listening, that deep contemplation where you just sit with yourself. If you need someone to guide you through that, I have little recordings I've done, but there's lots of other people that have too. So sometimes when we sit in stillness, it can help with someone guiding you through that to start with. And that's a really beautiful introduction to yoga. And no matter what capabilities you have, anyone can come and sit in stillness. As far as doing the asana practice, I would suggest doing one that's really back to basics. I mean, I do run some online classes. I have one on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and I'm incorporating some dance and some yoga. And then on a Monday evening, I have my first yarning circle where I'm bringing elders every week. And I've got Jumpin' Jupa. He's coming Monday night at 7 o'clock. And then Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, I do more specific sort of yoga, qigong, and interweaving the dreaming into that. But yeah, there's lots of places that you can find yoga and yoga for free as well.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. This was Eve White. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.